Hey everyone, this is Adam. This is going to be a short state of the podcast, state of the dispatches sort of track. I'd just like to say one thing here to begin with is thank you to everybody who's listening, to everyone that's made this podcast a possibility. And, if it wasn't for the listeners and for the supporters, we wouldn't really be here on this one-year anniversary. Yes, which is today, May 28th, 2019. We dropped 5 episodes, online. And then here we are 1 year later, and we're 53 episodes in. We've had thousands of plays, numerous people reaching out to us, wanting to know more. And it's just been great. And simply because of everyone that's been listening. So many thanks and much praise to you guys. With a special shout out to Johnny, who's constantly been just our number one supporter throughout all of this. So thank you very much, Johnny. With that being said, what's to come? I think the biggest thing that we're probably going to be rolling out within the next few months is a sort of e-shop where you'll be able to, buy either t-shirts, stickers, pins, maybe even mugs with some sort of wacky image on there. And obviously the Dispatches logo, which within the next couple of months is going to go through a slight revision. We're going to be, I think, removing Albotalk from the overall equation, but that's yet to be discussed. So there's also an idea for a trilogy of books, which would be published here in the States and then distributed online, both in an e-format, paperback, and hardcover. But that's something that we're still working on. We've talked about it for quite some time, maybe even going back to before the podcast even happened. So when we know more about that, we'll definitely let you guys know. I think it's important to kind of give this platform, or rather give our voices, a wider range besides just a podcast. I think branching out and, kind of engaging the listeners on as many forums as possible is a plus. And I think the book would be a great idea. And, it would tie you guys over every episode. You guys can just look through it or something. With that being said, too, future episodes are going to be incoming, probably one a week, maybe two a week. But, and this is a big but, everyone's super busy, which is understandable. Jeff's got his new job. Clint's traveling halfway across the country for his job. And I'm at the end of my PhD here. So it's just been super hectic, more or less. And as soon as that's over, as soon as I at least finish my PhD, I can't talk for the other two fellas, but I'll probably have slightly more time. I'll just be able to work more, I guess, and more time is going to open up to create more podcasts. I think I'll be doing something maybe once a week, name it maybe Adam Reads or Adam Watches, where I discuss maybe a book for 15 to 20 minutes, maybe up to half an hour, that I've read for that week, or a movie that I've watched. Jeff and Clint might do something similar, like Jeff watched or Clint listened, maybe do like an album sort of version of it. I think that's it. That's it for what we've got coming up. Maybe also a slight trek into YouTube territory with creating a few videos here and there on certain subjects. Be it like, economy, and then like do a 5-minute breakdown of economics for people. Also, if you guys have any ideas for what you'd like to see on this podcast and any of the other, ideas for branching out for us, we're more than happy to listen. Ideas are always welcome. That's that for the state of the podcast. With regards to what's happening in the world, crazy stuff, huh? Especially with this George Floyd in Minneapolis. That's wild to me. Protests erupted yesterday in Minneapolis, LA, Memphis, as I think thousands of people just like gathered throughout police stations, and they were just screaming out there, calling for justice for George Floyd, who, if you don't know, was an African-American fella who was suffocated by a Minneapolis police officer when the guy, knelt on his neck and murdered the guy. There's video of it. It's pretty clear that the cop killed the guy. And, you know, George Floyd deserves better, at least from my viewpoint. And then, you know, National Guard was requested by Minneapolis to combat the looting and the rioting that happened yesterday. I know several stores, Aldi, Target, some other ones were looted. Several buildings were burned to the ground. And the thing that's really interesting is when these buildings were burning, you know, the people had to open up fire hydrants. They had to bucket water and try to put the water out instead of firefighters showing up, you know, within the next hour or so. That didn't happen, which is unbelievable in my opinion. So that's probably something we'll discuss this Saturday or this Sunday, whenever the podcast goes up. Another thing, another big thing that people should be aware of is what's happening in Libya. Libya is slowly becoming hotter than it's already been. The U.S. Africa Command tweeted out some new images. I think this was yesterday, maybe 2 days ago. No, I think it might have been yesterday, of Russian MiG-29s, which are, you know, military jets that Russia just sent to Libya. As we know, there's some Russian soldiers, or rather paramilitary, over in Libya trying to help Gaddafi's fella, guy that was some sort of general or some sort of colonel under Gaddafi. And, you know, that's going to be a big hot point, not only for 2020, but I think several years into the future. I don't think the U.S., France, and U.K. were thinking ahead. Or maybe they were. Maybe they were like, hey, if we fuck up Libya, this will cause problems for Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Israel, and all of Europe. Maybe that's the plan. I don't know. The point is that what we're seeing is might be known as, or at least what Al Jazeera is calling, the largest drone war in the world. So this baby's going to be popping off over in Libya. And I think that's a big topic we'll discuss on this upcoming podcast. With all of that, I probably said with all of that like 4 or 5 times within this past like 8 minutes, whatever's. Either way, that's that. Thanks for listening again, guys. You know, thanks for keeping this thing going for at least this year. And when we know more, we'll give you guys a shout out. So keep listening, share, subscribe, and rock on, fellas and gals, and fellas and gals. Peace.